It's so good to have you along for another look at church history. This week we look at the history of the church in Omak, Washington, the First Baptist Church of Omak. What you're about to hear are memories of some of the members who have been here since the first days of the church. A lot more detail could be presented, but we'd be here till midnight, so let's look at the highlights. And now, to bring those memories to you, is... what's his name? F. Dempsey and Jenny Lee Myler started our church the summer of 1971. This includes input from Jenny Lee at the time and their oldest daughter, Andrea, recently. They were church planting missionaries from the Baptist General Conference. They lived in a parsonage on the corner of Ash and Main, now part of the support center. Their first meetings were with their first attenders, the Talmadges, in their parsonage home. Dempsey and Jenny Lee's oldest daughter, Andrea, worked at Talmadge's bakery that first summer. After a while, the Talmadges stopped coming due to a hunting accident. There was Elaine Feddersen, the Burgers, who had a daughter, Toby Ray, who attended Multnomah School of the Bible. The Cooks also came. He was a state trooper. There was also Don and Angie Harris, their daughter, Ada Harris Ward, and her husband, along with Lou and June Figgins. When the parsonage got too small for attenders, they met at a building behind Jean's, now a bank. This is where Tina entered in. She came with a friend, Karen Baker Van Brunt. Karen, Jenny Lee, and her girls encouraged Tina to play for the service. At first, Tina was hesitant since the girls had practiced hard all week, but the girls and their mother were so encouraging that Tina was persuaded to play. As it turns out, the girls were grateful that Tina did play since it was more of a gift for Tina. The girls and Jenny Lee loved Tina from the start, and a lifelong friendship was born. Chris and Tina are still in contact with Dempsey and Jenny Lee and Andrea. Next, the church met at the old Catholic school, currently WVCO, until the building was complete. Everyone agreed that we needed our own building at that point. Once the building was complete, we started Wednesday night prayer meetings. The key people at that time were Don and Angie Harris, Lou and June Figgins, Ada Harris Ward, and her husband. A foundation was laid for the new building. They began with the basement, the foundation. Once the basement was finished, they met for church. That first Sunday, it rained. Construction was complete by 1973. Dempsey and Lou did most of the building. Dempsey, the pastor, designed the church. Dempsey had a lot of experience, having been tutored in his younger days by an architect. The building still looks modern. It only cost about $30,000 to build, as neither Dempsey or Lou were paid for building. Lou also made a very wonderful pulpit and communion table, which are still used. There was a 1973 dedication in the sanctuary, a beautiful service, the Catholic Father attended. We joined the Columbia Baptist Conference, a branch of the Baptist General Conference. Money was borrowed from the conference. The conference women came for a meeting at the church. Dempsey was creative with great dramatic gifts, sometimes acting out his Sunday evening messages. He was very evangelistic. We hosted Billy Graham evangelistic movies, one of which was For Pete's Sake. The public was invited, of course. His oldest daughter, Andrea, was also very evangelistic, witnessing to one of her 8th grade teachers saying that the theory of evolution wasn't even a good theory. The teacher asked her, "Are you sure you're in the 8th grade?" His wife, Jenny Lee, was a marvelous woman. We had no youth group. Her two girls, Angela and Andrea, were in the 8th and 9th grades respectively. Her son, Frank, was only in the 5th grade. Tina was in the 7th grade at the time. So Jenny Lee started a girls' club, Candlelighters for Christ, hosted by an amazing woman, Mrs. Poffenroth. The girls met every Tuesday at 202 South Cedar. Once a month, she would make a big luncheon, and the girls could invite whoever they wished. This was from the fall of 1972 to the spring of 1974. This was a forerunner to the youth group. When her son Frank was in the 7th grade and her daughters Angela and Andrea were in the 10th and 11th grades respectively, she started a youth group in fear that if she waited for a man to do it, her kids may grow up without a youth group. Tina was in the 9th grade. The Mylers had a printing press in their home, and Jenny Lee would go all out typing up memory verses, putting them on cardstock paper that looked like business cards for teen Sunday school. Wanda Wirtz helped out with the youth group and helped with teaching teen Sunday school classes. Tina remembers Wanda saying once, one Sunday in Teen Sunday School class, that the new morality was just the old immorality. We had progressive dinners. Tina remembers staying a night at Wanda and Don's and having s'mores for the first time with hot cocoa. Jenny Lee made them a lot of hot fudge sundaes. Chris and Tina had many fine home-cooked meals with the Milers. One gal said of Jenny Lee's setting the dining room table for Sunday the night before, "That was way too organized for me." She said Jenny Lee was Martha Stewart before Martha Stewart was cool. Jenny Lee hosted an overnight girls' party with blue marshmallow popcorn balls. She gave the youth group kids King James Schofield Bibles. A man likely would have not done all these extra special things that she did. Youth group was small, but Jenny Lee and Wanda took us to CYF rallies in Western Washington, a part of the Columbia Youth Fellowship, which had banquets which were preferred to dances. We heard Josh McDowell expound on evidence that demands a verdict, which was apologetics, on how the second law of thermodynamics, the law of entropy, which states that everything goes from a more ordered to a more disordered state, refutes evolution. Our founding mother was truly a woman of honor and integrity, of whom we can all be very proud of. The church started growing. Chris started coming in May of 1976 due to being good friends with Dempsey and Jenny Lee's oldest daughter, Andrea, the evangelistic one, who led Chris to faith in Christ. Jim and Jackie Ost began attending about this time. Jim Ost taught metal shop at Omak High School. Chris became our CYF youth president, and Tina was the piano player for the youth group and played piano for the church from the spring of 1972 to the summer of 1978. Dempsey and Jenny Lee's oldest, their daughter Andrea, went off to college at Bethel, a Baptist General Conference college in St. Paul, Minnesota. Their youngest daughter, Angela, was in her senior year of high school. After Angela graduated from Omak High School in 1977, they moved to Western Washington, where she could attend college. It was then that Winston Sherwick served as an interim pastor for the church from the summer of 1977 until John and Mary Schultz came here. Winston was legally blind, but had a great sense of humor. He married Chris and Tina in the summer of 1978 before they went off to college in Spokane. Elaine Feddersen said the church had diminished when Dempsey left. Winston didn't have Dempsey's dynamic charisma, his evangelistic or dramatic gifts. And since Winston Sherwick wasn't married, he didn't have a special dynamic powerhouse wife like Dempsey had either. Those first 6 years were important because they were the foundation of the church, the building, and our membership. Five of the members still remain: Elaine Feddersen, Wanda, Don, Chris, and Tina. Four of these members, Wanda, Don, Chris, and Tina, were a part of the first youth group started by Jenny Lee Miler.
We'll have more church history right after this.
Want your dog to look his best? Then you need to buy the Cheap Coat Dog Polisher. The Cheap Coat Dog Polisher, on sale now for only $19.99 at a Cheap Coat store near you. The Cheap Coat Dog Polisher, it's the dog's meow.
Now, back to more church history.
Pastor John and Mary Schultz came in 1979. There was a large women's group and a large youth group. The first harvest dinner was in the basement. There was no money to buy a turkey. We set out donations to pay for the turkey. Elaine Feddersen bought and cooked the turkeys, and she did so for many years. The purpose was to invite friends and family members who didn't know Christ. It was to be evangelical. One person gave a testimonial to thank God for the church and the building. In 1981, Bethel Christian Academy started. Some of our church members put their kids in the school. For a while, there was a conflict with the public school. They were saying kids who attended our school would be considered truant from school. Later, homeschooling became legal. So our private church school fell under the homeschooling umbrella, especially so since some parents volunteered at BCA as monitors. Other parents were staff, paid a small wage. Bethel Christian Academy is a part of our church history because it was our own private church school, a ministry of our church. Pastor Frank and Donna Hendricks came in 1983. The church was thriving, likely due to our private church school, Bethel Christian Academy. Joe Fennison and Bob Hendrick were principals of BCA. Bob's wife, Patty, worked some with kindergarten kids. Pastor Frank had also worked much with BCA. Pastor Frank became principal of BCA when Bob Hendrick left, while also doing his pastoral duties. This was a lot. So Pastor Lanny Barringer's son-in-law became principal of BCA to lighten Pastor Frank's load and stayed on at BCA for 5 years. In 1987, Pastor Lanny and Alice Berenger came over from the Methow area. Pastor Lanny was technically retired, but agreed to help us, serving as interim pastor. He stayed for 1.5 years and began the Awana program. The harvest dinner continued. We continued with singing traditional hymns. In the fall of 1992, Pastor Jim and Jane Wislin came to pastor our church. Pastor Jim had made it a stipulation of coming that there must be a principal for BCA, since he wanted to dedicate himself to preaching the Word, and Chris Schmidt became principal of Bethel Christian Academy. He was principal, secretary, and janitor at different points. Pastor Jim, Chris, and Tina all worked fairly closely together, since Chris was the principal, and Tina was fairly actively involved in the school, working with the music program and monitoring in the Learning Center. Pastor Jim also was actively involved in working with the worship team, and because Tina was also on the worship team, she was involved with him in this ministry also. Looking at some of the accomplishments Pastor Jim did, there was never a worship team before. We just sang hymns and maybe some praise choruses, but the worship team thrived under his leadership. We even read a book on worship, which we discussed. We'd always had hand-printed overheads for worship songs before Pastor Jim came, and it was he who had us type up lyrics on the computer for nicer, more readable overheads for worship. He had us paint the trim in the sanctuary, the cross in front, a cream color for a brighter look. Pastor Jim was the one who instituted our Sewing the Word logo, the picture of which was used to hang in our fellowship hall. This logo is still used for our church in the Yellow Pages. He set up labeling the doors to identify each room and was the one who suggested our current organizational leadership structure for the various ministries of the church. Pastor Jim was actively involved in every ministry of the church. We had evangelistic outreach to our neighborhood with VBS. Sandy Fries had rotating stations for Sunday school with different teachers in different stations. Sandy taught the story and was the director. Tina taught the memory verse. Jane Wislin did arts and crafts. Jane was a very creative arts and crafts type person. Like Jenny Lee before, she was an excellent seamstress. Also like Jenny Lee, she was musical, cultured, and refined. Jenny Lee had been an opera singer. June was a flute player. In January of 1997, Pastor Jim married Ted and Elaine Feddersen. In the spring of 1998, after their one BCA graduate, Megan Landers McElderry, Chris left BCA. That spring, Chris and Tina went to International Convention in Knoxville, Tennessee. They went out in a blaze of glory. At this time, Pastor Jim also left the church. Pastor Jim and Chris served exactly in the same time framework. The spring and summer of 1998, our prayer meeting had become a revival. It became quite strong because we were very concerned for our church leadership. The summer of 1998, soon after Chris left BCA, Chris and Tina were very concerned about the ministry of BCA. So they had John and Angie Richards over for dinner. Tina especially was fairly well acquainted with John and Angie, since she was involved with the youth group that John and Angie were leading along with Josh Richards, and both she and Chris really liked John and Angie. At the time, John Richards was working with the Okanagan County Juvenile Detention just part-time, but since it wasn't full-time, it wasn't enough money to support John and Angie. Chris and Tina, after prayer, believed that John would be an excellent pick to be the next BCA principal. And seeing John to be a really great guy and John and Angie to be lovely people, they surely didn't want to see them leave the area, so they spoke to John about this BCA opportunity. As it turns out, John's major had been in Christian education, and it was a perfect fit. John Richards liked the idea. He became the next principal of Bethel Christian Academy in the fall of 1998. John also became available for preaching on Sundays. All the parents, staff, and students at BCA liked John Richards. Most of all, the families of Omak First Baptist Church liked him too, and they enjoyed his inspired preaching. John was being prepared for bigger and better things. He was proving faithful in the smaller things so that he could be entrusted with greater responsibilities. In the summer of 1999, there was a strong consensus that we were all coming to see that John Richards should be the next pastor. John felt a strong call to the ministry too. The call went both ways. In the fall of 1999, we had an installation service for John and for Angie too. We all felt that she was just as called to serve as he was. She was given a big bouquet of flowers, and she surely has proved to be just as called too. From the fall of 1998 to the spring of 1999, BCA had its last graduate, Lars Landers, the younger brother of Megan. In the fall of 1999, there was one last year of Bethel Christian Academy. The spring of 2000, it ended. From the fall of 2000 to the spring of 2001, we had Veritas Classical Christian School. The next school year, from the fall of 2001 to the spring of 2002, Veritas went to the Omak Presbyterian Church. The school lasted for 2 years. From 2002 to 2003, we acquired a unit from the Leisure Village Motel. offer down below to serve as Pastor John's office and to be a place for extra Sunday school rooms and for children's church. In recent years, we've remodeled the foyer, paved the parking lot, put in nice cement stairs to the front of the building and later to the back of the building. Then we put in a playground in the back of the building. And downstairs in our fellowship hall, we put in some storage cabinets, cupboards up above, as well as recentering our fireplace in the basement. We also painted the outside of the church above and the building down below so that they match our buildings and give it a unified look. Our first Awana program had ended, due being in part to Sunday nights and some people wanting a Sunday evening service. When Randy and Diana Redmond returned to OMAC First Baptist Church, they were part of restarting the Awana program, which brought great joy to Chris and Tina and others who may never have wanted it to end in the first place. Just some of the highlights of the last 47 years of the history of OMAC First Baptist Church. Thank you for listening.
Oh, I hope I'm not too late to catch the history of the church. What? It's over? Ah.